Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Guess who I am? I'm Russell. I'm Russell Edmond. Thank you for joining us. We actually have a guest, so we're back on, not necessarily back on track, because it's my show, so I kind of do things the way I want to do it. that makes sense. But we're here with Kalahari Adepatu. Did I say that right? Okay, I've been practicing on that name for like the last 3 days, but we're just gonna call her Kalahari, so you'll never hear her last name again during the show. But before we get to Kalahari, of course, you know I have to go through my list of things. You know, I have to catch you guys up on. But once again, I do want to thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. We're here in Sherman Oaks, California, which is right outside of Los Angeles, north of Los Angeles. It's called the San Fernando Valley. Beautiful days, probably in the, 75, close to 80 degrees. But the valley is normally a lot warmer than LA is. So at least 10 degrees warmer here than it is in LA. So, but anyway, that's good. I mean, it's a beautiful day, so we cannot complain. Hope your week was well. Industry news. I always want to catch up, some industry news that I find kind of interesting. My first industry news has to do with McDonald's. You know, McDonald's bought a tech company. The company is called Dynamic Yield. And a significant experience for people that are coming in for the most part. But one thing I found pretty interesting is that I've been talking about geofencing for the last, 2 or 3 weeks. And did you know when you download the app, the McDonald's app, there's a geofence that's around each McDonald's. So when you walk in there and you've already ordered, they're starting to place your order when you walk in the door. Did you know that? So people think that, I'm secure. No one knows where I am. But every time you download an app on your phone, the app, it gives you a notice that says that, you can get marketing things or whatever. Basically, people will know where you are based on where your app is. So if there's a geofence around every McDonald's, every time you walk in there, they know your buying habits for the most part. So if I order a Big Mac and fries and a drink every time, guess what? When I walk in the door, that order's already being placed and it's going to be ready by the time you get up there and order it. So that's how it's working. So why not use that for a hotel? I mean, you have a guest coming in, he walks in or she walks in, they're going to want a king room because they have a profile. You know, they don't want a king room. You know, they want a high floor. They don't want to be in an elevator. They want room service in the morning and delivered to their room. They want all that stuff. So you have all this data, right? So use it. If McDonald's is doing it, we might as well be doing it as well. So anyway, so I thought I'd share that with you. Also, rental car companies. Are they on their way down, rental car companies? I mean, you have Lyft, you have Uber, you have Sidecar, you have all these different shared you know, transportation, how well are the rental car companies doing? I mean, that's just a question I have for you. What do you think about that, Kahari?
I think they're on their way down because, I mean, just for instance, if I land at an airport, I don't want to go through the trouble of getting a rental car. I'll just, you know, and go through the trouble of, like, you know, getting the car out, being in traffic, stress of driving in an unknown area. Might as well just take a Lyft or an Uber.
You're right. You heard it from Kahari. There you go. So, I mean, I guess it just depends on what you need it for. Is it for a couple of days? Is it for, for business? Are you driving other people around? I guess it just depends. But even if you think about Uber and Lyft, how that's affecting rental car companies, that's also affecting revenue in hotels, parking revenue, right? Because no one's coming to park. If you have Uber and Lyft, they're just dropping you off. You're not charging them, you know, for anything. So, I mean, everything's down. So I would take it that the rental car market is down. And I know that, you know, the revenue for parking in hotels is down as well. So, of course, now they're kind of think of other things to charge you for. You know, one idea that I always had about charging people, they can self-park, but the closer you are to the building, you charge them more. Right? You're a charger for self-parking, right? Right? You're charging that. But if they, like, stalls 1 through 20, you know, you get the premium price. Exactly. So someone's listening to this and they're going to say, you know what? That's not a bad idea. It's like maximize your revenue in parking. The closer you are to the door of the hotel, or the entrance to the hotel or elevator to the hotel, the more you charge. It's self-parking, but the closer you are, you charge them. I've been thinking about that for the last couple of years, and now I just brought it up. So there you go. Let's see. You ever heard of getaround.com? Getaround.com. It's a car sharing. So say you own a car and we're in here doing this show. We're going to be here for, we're going to be here for 3 hours. You can actually have an app and say, well, you know, for people that want to, you know, they want to go to the store and they want to shop. So you can actually rent out your car to those people. And then they bring it back, you know, in the time that you need it back. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, that's something too. That's, I want to say the cities, I can't think of the cities it's now going on. Like, I want to say Seattle and Portland maybe. I know that's what's going on the West Coast. I'm sure this is more prevalent somewhere, maybe in Europe, I think. But it's called getaround.com. So check that out, getaround.com. And you remember, you heard it here first on the On Air with Russell of Hotels. Hidden cameras in your hotel room. Now, this was an interesting thing. This actually happened to an ESPN sportscaster a while back, where someone had pried open the keyhole and was able to videotape this woman that was staying in a room. But then I thought that was over, but then I was reading some industry stuff a couple of days ago, and they said that you need to be aware of that. You need to look out for things like that. So, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, there's people everywhere. There's sick people everywhere. But just be on the lookout for that. I mean, I don't know how you would. I mean, are they putting it in? And they said they're putting it in, they can put it in outlets. They can put in like thermostats, like the AC thermostat. It's on a wall. Smoke alarms, smoke detectors, things like that. So I don't know if something's flashing uncontrollably or just out of the ordinary. I guess you maybe check that out, but maybe in the TV. I don't know, but this is something that actually is going on. So they say be aware of that. So, you know, I just want to give information out there to people. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell or get a hold of me? That's me. Russell@russellofhotels.com. That is my email address. Twitter, I'm on Twitter, I'm on IG, I'm LinkedIn. LinkedIn at Russell L. Edmond, IG at Russell of Hotels, Twitter at Russell of Hotels, Facebook, Russell of Hotels, and Russell L. Edmond. And then I have a website. Guess what? You didn't know that. And that's russellofhotels.com. After the show is over, you know, this is a live show, just in case you didn't know. Did you know that, Kahari? This is a live show?
Yes, I knew that.
Okay, all right, so... And you still agreed to come on.
I can't believe I did it.
But so once this show is complete, it goes to a podcast. So it's recorded and you can get it on any platform that you listen to podcasts. If that's Google Play, if that's iTunes, if that's Spotify, whatever, it's there. So just look up Russell of On Air with Russell of Hotels. Excuse me. What is Russell of Hotels? Hotel site selection, digital marketing, hotel and destination video producing, and I'm a radio show host. So what do I do on the radio show? Well, I interview today's hospitality professionals, and today is no exception because I'm going to be interviewing Miss Kalahari, who's a hospitality professional, and she has an interesting story, and I can't wait to get. Don't you? No.
I did.
Okay. All right. Well, you have to talk more than what you're talking. You're not just one word answers.
I'm
okay.
Gonna try.
Okay. Oh boy, it's gonna be a long show. I can already tell. Who's on blast now? What does that mean for people that are just now listening for the first time? Well, this is the same people that were on blast for the last 2 weeks. So I put five people on blast. Now, these are people I want on the show. These are kind of hard to get people. Maybe people, they say they're just too busy. Then, you know, they may be CEOs of companies and things like that. But they're on blast. So what we have to do is the people that are listening, if you know those people, if they don't, if they're not listening, if they don't listen to the show, then it's up to us to, or up to you guys to let people know that they're on blast. Like, you know, this Russell Hotels, this On Air Russell Hotel show, he's putting you on blast and you need to call in to get off this list. So Larry Broughton is on blast. Brian Church. Well, let me back up. Larry Broughton, CEO of Broughton Hotels. Brian Churchill, vice president, one of the vice presidents of LA Tourism. Nelly. And I always say this, I don't know what Nelly's last name is, but it's AKA Foodie Call. That is her name on Twitter, and like I said, she's a pretty popular foodie. In fact, she may have been in your restaurant, Calhari. I don't even know. Luis Torres, who is at Universal Studios, been there for years. Good guy. You're on blast, Luis. Give me a call. Kenya Bannister Stamps, Associate VP of Service and Sales at Long Beach CVB. Visit Long Beach. Kenya, reach out. Couple quick thank yous and shout outs. Thank you to Jamila Jackson, Startup Grind for Google, or Google Startup Grind for Entrepreneurs. She invited me to Serendipity Labs last week. They had a kind of a discussion, a talk about different things. And well, one of the things they talked about was digital broadcasting and podcasts, you know, things like that, things that I'm interested in. You know, this is a digital broadcasting and it's a podcast. So it was very interesting, and we actually had two guest speakers, and they were with Taste Masters Media. So I learned a lot from them. Jamila, thank you so much for the invitation, and definitely keep me in the loop for the next one. Shout out and congratulations to Miss Portia Lawrence, good friend of mine. She is the new National Manager of Diversity Sales at Cincinnati, USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. So if you're interested in meeting in the Midwest, check out Cincy. You know, they have like 3,500 room nights, or 3,500 rooms within 3 blocks of the convention center. Convention center is called Duke Energy Convention Center. How do I know about Cincinnati? My daughter went to school there, so I spent a lot of time there. So I know that it's probably a good place to have a meeting, especially in the, you know, this time of year, summer. It's not too hot. It's not cold. Well, I think it's still cold there, but it's not snowing. So probably in the 30s, 40s degrees, but it's nice in the summer. So definitely, if you're thinking about a meeting in the Midwest, I would definitely look into Cincinnati. So once again, it's called Cincinnati USA Convention and Visitors Bureau. Their website is www.cincyusa.com, and that's Cincy, CINCY.com. So Portia, congratulations, and, you know, do what you do. Book what you do, you know, book what you book. Do what you do. Does that make sense? I don't know. But does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
She's a salesperson, right? She's supposed to be booking?
Makes perfect sense.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay, good. And I want to thank you to my biggest fan who reposts everything I put out. Everything I put out is that social media, she reposted it, she'll like it, she does everything. And I really appreciate it because that does go a long way, especially in social media. And that's my sister, Marsha. So Marsha Edmond, thank you so much for posting and reposting everything. So I do appreciate that. And hopefully you have a safe trip to DC today, and let me know when you land. Okay. Thank you so much. So now, without further ado, We're going to introduce Miss Kalahari Adepatu. She's the director of restaurants at the Hilton Woodland Hills, which is north of Los Angeles. It's in a valley. So she's a valley girl. So hi. Welcome, Kalahari.
Thank you, Russell.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome, man. It was just short notice. Now, you know, there's certain people you can just call and just say, hey, I want you on the show. And first they cry and, you know, I can't do it. I'm nervous. But guess what? She's here. She did it. And I just called you yesterday, right?
That's right.
Yep. Wow. See,
yesterday evening.
Yesterday
late evening.
It was not yesterday evening. But anyway, it's good to have people like Kalahari that will do it. And they don't, I mean, yeah, she did complain a little bit about it. But I said, you know, you had an interesting story. And plus, I needed a, you know, someone that's restaurant driven to be on the show. So so thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let's get into it. So how'd you get started in hospitality?
Well, it was more of an accident. It wasn't like I was dreaming about becoming who I am today.
Okay.
But when I was in college, I needed to make a living. So that's just...
Don't we all, right?
I know. And that was how it all got started. But... my first job was at Hilton Woodland Hills, believe it or not.
That was your first job?
That was my first job in hospitality.
Now,
so I have come a full circle here.
Okay, so correct me, you know, let me know. You have an accent. Are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Sri Lanka.
Okay, so you came from Sri Lanka,
yes.
Here.
Yes, and my first job was at Hilton Woodland Hills.
That's your first job, period.
Period.
Your first job, period, and it happened.
Oh, I did babysitting for one day. If that counts.
Well, we got to count that. You put that on your resume? So, okay, so you went to Hilton. What was your first position?
I think I first started out as a hostess.
No, you did start off as a hostess. I don't know why she's saying it, I think. Now, she knows know this stuff.
Because I did multiple things.
Okay.
I was a hostess. I was a server. I think I did everything.
Okay, so when you started that, did you have any aspirations of like, you know, what do you think you're going to do? You just think you're going to be a hostess? Did you think about maybe someday being in food and beverage director or a restaurant manager? I mean, there was just like, for now, I'm just being a hostess.
Was just being a hostess, and I was just glad I was, you know, here and there I would make tips and I get excited. So I wanted to be a server.
Okay.
But beyond that, I was just studying completely something different, and hospitality wasn't something I was thinking of as a profession.
Okay, now
for myself.
I got to give a backstory. Go ahead, keep going.
There's nothing. I mean, I'm glad I stayed. I'm a person. I would just do my best at any level.
Mm-hmm.
So every time when an opportunity presents itself, I took it.
Okay.
So along the way, I just kept, you know, taking on different responsibilities in different areas of,
like what,
the hotels, like. When there's a supervisory position open,
mm-hmm.
I applied for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, hospitality was kind of kind to me.
That's good.
Well,
hospitality was kind to me as well. So very good. So you've seen some transitions because, okay, well, let me first ask this. How long, because I know everyone else doesn't know this, but I know that you were there two different times. But listen, we're going to talk about the first time you were there. So how many years were you there?
I was there for 8 years.
Okay, and when you left, you were at what position?
I was the outlet manager.
Restaurant manager?
Outlet manager.
Outlet manager.
Yes.
Now, that was before any renovations and things like that?
Right.
Okay, so what would you say was a challenging part of your job the first time? What was once you became the outlet manager? Because we all know when you're a server or a hostess, you kind of just guide through.
Right.
You have no responsibilities other than your job, right. You know, what's in front of you. But when you become supervisor, manager, and things like that, things kind of change.
I think when you become a supervisor or a manager at the same place that you have been working, and now you're managing your team who mm-hmm. used to work with you and giving orders to them, it's kind of challenging at times. It was challenging.
Okay.
So it's just, I mean, our industry, as you know, it's, people keep, we believe in promoting within.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit challenging for managers and supervisors to manage the people who they used to work with.
Okay.
Unless you move to a different hotel.
Okay. No, I definitely get that because they're like, well, Kalahari is one of us. You know, I know Kalahari used to do this too. Now all of a sudden we can't do it.
Exactly. Yes.
We should take food home all the time. Now Kalahari is in charge. Now we can't take food home anymore.
I never did.
I'm joking. That was just an example. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So, so what do you like the least? I mean, did I ask you what's your favorite part?
That's the challenging part.
That's the challenging part. What do you like? Yeah. What's your favorite part of the job?
The favorite part of the job is, like I said, this wasn't my dream, but I always want to work with people.
Okay.
Like I wanted to be a social worker.
Okay.
That was kind of where I was going when I was in college. So this kind of, in a way, gave me that still the same feeling of working with people. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, at hotels, it's not always, you know, you meet different people. Mm-hmm. Some people are there for weddings. Some people are there for funerals. Sad, happy. I mean, you go through all these emotions with your guests that you interact with every day.
Exactly.
So that's where I was like, okay, this is what I want to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Came to me while working at the hotel in Woodland Hills.
Okay.
That's where I decided to pursue food and beverage as.
Okay. Then did you, in your wildest dreams, did you think you would leave Woodland Hills?
It was a very comforting place for me. I love the people that I work with. Mm-hmm. I lived not too far from the hotel, but it was just moving to, where did I go to? DoubleTree in Westwood.
Okay.
That was necessary for my personal growth.
Okay, and that was at that point that was important then.
Yes.
Okay, you had grown up.
Now I was yes, exactly.
Okay, yes. I'm gonna have to give a backstory here. Can I give a backstory?
Of course. Okay. Go for it. Oh boy.
I mean, not a bad backstory, but I've known, I don't know how long it's been, but I actually worked at that hotel probably around the time that you got hired, I think.
Yes.
So I came from Sacramento. The owner who owned the hotel in Sacramento is the same owner who bought the Hilton Woodland Hills. And that was Mr. Lawrence Louis. So Mr. Lawrence Louis did me a favor. He said, hey, he knew I was moving back to L.A. And he said, hey, hold on. I'm about to buy a hotel in Woodland Hills. And he said, is that near where you're going to be living? I said, well, I'm living in L.A., so I guess that's near. I really didn't know where Woodland Hills was. But it worked out that I came in as a night manager. He actually asked me to keep an eye on things is what he said. But I came in as a night manager, right? So I kind of was keeping an eye on things and, you know, there may be little crazy things that happened. But Kalahari was one of the people that they hired as a hostess. I remembered you. And you must have been like 19 or 20, maybe 21 at the most. You're a kid. You're a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And
you bring candy.
Yes. 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 You and Tanya. Anyway, I ain't gonna get into all that. But
good times.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and I could see how you could get comfortable there and not want to leave, because that's when my first sales experience was. And I mean, just everybody, just that whole community, that's what it was. It's like a family community, whatever you want to call it. But everybody was kind of, you know, interwound, intermingled, whatever, however you want to put it. But everybody was attached to each other. I mean, to this day, we still have relationships with those people. In fact, about a month ago, month and a half ago.
January 26th. Was it January 26th?
I don't remember the date. January 26th, we had a reunion of the people that used to work at that hotel.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. So, and of course, Kalahari was there. I was there. Joe Tatisian, who was my second guest here, who's a GM at the Pasadena Hilton, who hosted it. He was at the, we worked together in Woodland Hills. So it's a bunch of people. But anyway, you know, we can go on and on about that. We can do that after all these hot questions I have to ask you. So so you went to the DoubleTree in Westwood as what position?
I was the director of food and beverage. So I have to mention Joe Titizian. Okay. Because I was fortunate enough to meet a bunch of people that believed in me and gave me and created those some of the opportunities.
Okay.
So Joe Titizian and Ed DeVries are
those are two good people.
Yes.
Great
so,
people.
Yes. So Joe Titizian, who used to be at the Hilton Woodland Hills, became the general manager and later on the VP of the DoubleTree.
Okay.
And so he had an opening, so he called me. So
isn't that the best jobs where you just someone just call? You don't have to apply.
You know, the thing is, Russell, I haven't had a job where I actually had to go and apply.
Can you believe that? You hear that? That's good. Well, that's a testament to you doing what you're doing. Because believe me, that didn't happen. all the time. So they definitely have a lot of trust in you. So that's good. And Joe, yeah, Joe's a good guy, and he definitely can see talent and people that are going to take care of the guests and ultimately take care of, you know, him and the employees. So that's a good thing. So very good. Very good. So, okay. So we all know that hotel people don't stay in one place long.
That's
so,
right.
So where'd you go after that?
So I was at DoubleTree for about 4 years. And unfortunately, you know how it is. The ownership changed. It's a Palomar now by Kimpton. Mm-hmm. So I moved on from there.
To where?
I actually took a short break. I was going to try different things and, you know, just wanted to take a little break and went back to UCLA and, you know, just wanted to get some qualifications under my belt.
Okay.
So, but a year later, again, Joe Titizian was working as the general manager of Wilshire Plaza Hotel.
Wilshire Plaza Hotel, which is now the Line Hotel.
The Line Hotel in
Koreatown.
Yes.
Yes.
It's hip and very nice.
Yes. Was it hip and very nice then?
Not back then.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, it's. You know, certain charm to it, I should say.
Well put. Well put. A certain charm. Okay.
So I was there for 2-3 years.
You're asking me? You're asking me?
Yes, and we ran into each other there. I mean,
yes.
you were there before me, I guess.
I was there before you.
Yes.
I was a director. And once again, Joe called me. And he needed a director of sales and marketing. So I went there and assisted him for about a year and a half. And you were there for 2 years, right?
Yes,
two
I was there longer than you and Joe both. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good. And how was your experience there? You were the director of food and beverage there.
Right. Yes.
So a position that you never had dreamed of having, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. But It was certainly a different experience. The clientele was certainly different. Mm-hmm. Hotel being in Koreatown, and you know, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was interesting. I'll put it like that. After that, where'd you go?
After that, where did I go? After that, I went to Hilton Woodland Hills.
You went back home.
Yes, I am back home.
And how long you been back home?
I have been back home for about 5-6 years. I went back in 2012, March of 2012.
Wow. So going well, yeah, 6 years now.
Yes.
So
6 years.
So the first time you're there for
8.
Are you sure it's only 8 years?
I don't know. It feels
you
like a
lifetime. You started
in
the '90s. That was
94.
In the '90s.
Yes, I probably have my calculations wrong.
I think you were there like
18
no. years. You know, you were there a lot longer than that. If I was there, if it was 20 years ago and you
was it 20 years ago? I left in 2003.
Kahari, you were there at least 18 years. So anyway, okay, 18 years. Okay, well, anyway, I don't know how, I don't know what kind of math that you use, but it was a lot longer than that. So, but anyway, tell me about now. So you guys have gone through renovation and I mean, everything, complete renovation, but we're only going to talk about, we're not going to talk about the hotel because we're going to talk about your responsibility. You want to talk about Runway.
Yes.
What the heck is Runway?
Runway is our brand new restaurant. It's not brand new. We opened in 2015, end of 2015.
Okay.
With the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
I was fortunate enough to be part of the opening team.
Okay.
And at the time, I have to give a shout out to Babette Shade.
Okay.
Who used to be the food and beverage director.
Uh-huh.
So under her, she had a great vision, and the general manager at the time was Deepak Mehra.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us the freedom to do what we do best.
And what is that?
That is, he knew us for a couple of years by then,
mm-hmm.
and it was three girls, Babette, mm-hmm. under Babette's leadership. It was me and this other girl, Courtney. And so we took on not only opening runway, it mm-hmm. was runway bar and lounge.
Okay.
Restaurant and lounge, I'm sorry. And then also grab and go next okay. to the front desk
so,
at the same time.
So let me just ask this. Rona, this is the menu right here. So runway, what... You're not near airport, so when I think about runway, I'm thinking about, well, you got to be near airport.
Well, no airport runway as in fashion.
Okay, so.
So runway as in fashion, and if you look at the menu, our menu is themed. Well, the name actually came from our owner.
Okay.
So Mr. Louis.
Okay, Mr. Louis. Shout out to Mr. Louis.
Shout out to Mr. Louis. And then we have, you've been to the hotel, right? And we have a gigantic big screen.
Yeah, in the lobby. Yes.
So, so we oftentimes not only we have California scenery, we from time to time do runway shows
on the TV.
So okay, if you look at the menu, like, you know, for instance, the breakfast menu, uh-huh. it starts with off the runway. So we themed our food
about runway.
Yes, okay. So it around that concept, forward food fashion collection line.
Okay.
And our breakfast buffet is called the Runway Buffet.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's kind of fitting.
Okay. All right.
California, Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's kind of on the edge, kind of funky, kind of different.
Right. Yes.
And it says runway where beauty meets flavor.
That's right.
Beauty meets flavor. Okay. I'll go with it. And the menus themselves fit anything.
Russell wanted me to bring a menu to the show.
Of course.
In a frame. And I couldn't find a frame because our menu is even different. It's a different, it's not a standard size menu that you see everywhere.
Okay. All right.
So
you're cutting edge here.
Cutting edge is what I'm trying to say.
And one thing I do notice about your restaurant here is that you have your own website, you have your own identity. So can you explain that?
Yes. So, the difference for me personally between the runway and all the other hotel restaurants that I've worked at, we want it to be the restaurant in the hotel mm-hmm. rather than known as the hotel restaurant.
Say that again.
So.
Say that again. Say that again.
Am I going to get it right the second time?
say that again. That was I
well,
like that.
Well,
say
for,
that again.
For me, yes. I just didn't want it to be the restaurant, hotel restaurant.
Yes.
You know, when people refer to it as, oh, it's a hotel restaurant.
Yes.
I wanted to be the restaurant inside a hotel.
Wow. I like that.
Yes. So we even have it's very rare, you know, as you know, we don't have street access.
Yes.
But we do have our runway restaurant and lounge sign right off of Canoga Avenue at the entrance to the hotel.
Okay.
So we do valet parking complimentary.
Really?
Yes, and we do have happy hour from 4 to 6.
Okay.
Every day.
Wow.
And if you notice, you're a foodie and you're a vegan.
Yes, I. Oh, good. Wow! Thank you for noticing.
I pay attention, Russell. I pay attention.
Okay.
So, if we have vegetarian options,
you do. Do you have Beyond Burger?
We don't have Beyond Burger on the menu, but we do have great two, actually not one, veggie burgers on the menu.
Okay. Well, that's good.
And we have we try to cover everything. We have a pasta dish that's vegan.
It depends on how the pasta is made, though. Is it made with eggs
or Come butter? On now. We know what we're doing.
I'm just, you know what? People say that. I'm just saying I can be kind of picky. You know, these vegan people, they come into these restaurants and they pick things apart. See, what restaurants should do? You guys should have like a special menu. Like, it's not on here. It's like the special menu that no one knows about. You know, like In-N-Out has like the special menu that no one knows about, right?
Really?
Did you know that? You didn't know that?
No.
They have a secret. They have a secret menu that you can order things off the secret menu. Like on In-N-Out's menu, you don't see three by three, four by four. You don't see that, right? Where you can actually have a burger instead of a double-double. You can have one with three pieces of meat, five, four, six. You can have a six by six if you wanted to. Right, that's not on there. All right?
Do you know that? I didn't know that. No.
Okay. No. Animal double-double, they have mayonnaise, they have mustard. You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
They have all kind of things on there that you can get on there. But that's the secret menu.
I see.
I think some
people should adopt that. Well, we're more advanced than you think. Now we have gluten-free pasta.
Okay.
We don't have a special menu, but we do carry...
Secret menu, not special. Secret.
Secret. Okay.
Secret.
I'll remember that.
Okay. Yeah. Think about that. I mean, just, you know, what the heck? I can say it to you because I know you, but, you know, I say it to other people. Like, why are you trying to tell us how to run our freaking hotel here? But... Yeah, I like some of the stuff. I see sweet corn ravioli. I'm just picking out some stuff that I would eat. And then, beer? You have a...
No, that's actually a fish and chips beer battered.
Oh, but this and with also, the 818 beer?
Russell, the thing is, we are all about sustainability, using locally sourced ingredients. Our chef, his name is Jack Gushian.
Mm-hmm.
He is, he's into cooking what's in season.
Okay.
And he's all
that's
about
that's a good thing.
Yes.
So what sustainability,
sustainability, and all
farm to table stuff, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And our produce is from we make sure that they're from a 400 mile radius
within the 4 mile.
A 400 mile radius. And when we opened the restaurant, we kind of thought about everything. We have natural sunlight coming in versus
the lights.
Lighting.
Yes.
And when we did, we are not doing burning candles at night. We're doing rechargeable candles.
Okay.
Very good. We went with linenless tables, marble tops.
Smart. I love those linenless tables.
That's right. And that even in banquets, we have linenless.
Really?
Yes.
That's the trend, people.
Yes,
linenless tables.
Tables. Yes. And then these menus are on compostable paper, and long before Hilton and everyone else started doing paper straws, eco-friendly to-go containers, we started that trend in 2015 when we opened the restaurant.
Wow. Okay. Well, see, that's why you're on the show, because you can tell us and you can enlighten us. And you don't know who's listening to this, and they may want to do the same things you're doing. So
thank you.
Thank you for sharing that. Wow. I didn't know that.
And also, we return some of the packaging back to our suppliers so they can reuse them.
Really?
Yes. Like pallets and crates. Oftentimes they don't get picked up.
Okay.
And driving by, I'm sure you've seen them all over the place. Yes.
Yes. Well, this is good. This is good. So you have a happy hour menu over there too?
We do have a happy hour menu.
So what's good on happy hour? Are sliders? What are the food trends that you see? I mean, we're still sliders and all this stuff.
Okay, so now yes. I don't think sliders are ever going to go away, if you ask me.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite things.
Thanks for that and chicken fingers.
That's right. You've known me for too long, Russell.
Go ahead. Tell me about
it. So, trends, I don't know what next avocado toast is going to be. You know how avocado toast
took off
in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
But I think with the millennials, eating is it's a social experience.
Okay.
So I think Chinese hot pots.
Really? Mm-hmm. You guys are doing that?
We're not doing it. But I think that's one of the things that's going to come up.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's people are into more for, sharing, being with people,
So like family style kind of thing?
Yes, family style kind of thing. And also, I think the Middle Eastern flavors, Indian, healthy eating, heavy, herbs and spices.
Okay.
That's all coming back. And also vegetarian and vegan.
Yeah, that's hot.
Vegetarian and vegan.
That's hot. Get on board. Yes, get on board or get left behind.
Exactly. I agree with you.
Oh, good.
And what we have done with our menu is that we have taken your comfort foods.
Mm-hmm.
And just given it a little modern twist. For instance, like we have a dessert. It's grilled banana with salted caramel ice cream.
Is that vegan?
It's not vegan. There's ice cream.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, salted. It's just like your banana split, in a different way. And you put a little bit of maple syrup in it, real
that
maple syrup.
Pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds like something I would not stop being a vegan to just
taste. Just to taste. Yes, I agree.
Huh.
Yeah.
And is how's it prepared? How's it cooked? The banana.
You split the banana in half,
mm-hmm.
put it on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. And then
wow.
you lay it in a bowl,
uh-huh.
and in the middle you put 2 scoops of salty caramel ice cream.
Wow.
And that drizzle sounds, some caramel sauce.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Very good. Very good. Now, what about, I asked about happy hour. Local beers, anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, of course. So we also do, I have to say this, we also do a tip of the day for our guests.
Okay.
Leaving the hotel in the morning, and we have a TV
mm-hmm.
for, you know, advertising meetings, whatever, like, you know, like a reader board.
Mm-hmm.
And on there, we do a tip of the day, how
okay.
to be green.
How to be green.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you guys, okay, now you just mentioned sustainable in the restaurant, but is the entire hotel
green
and sustainable?
Yes. We try to be whenever we can be. But since I had the, you know, the chance of like opening restaurant and some of the in the decision-making process,
mm-hmm.
I had something to do with it. It's just that we made sure all these things were in place. Because it's not, I've never worked at a place where I get to be a part of the opening team.
Okay.
So this was a,
wow.
a chance I just
that's good.
Welcome
that's great.
With open arms.
That
yes.
is great. Wow. It sounds like you're having a good time doing it.
I yes,
mean,
just, I enjoy
just
doing
seeing
that.
You and hearing you talk about this. You're just like beaming. Okay.
Oh,
before we
you.
Talked about this, before in the waiting room, we
well,
you were like,
I am very proud of what I do.
Okay. But you were like, you didn't want to open up about what's going on. So this is good stuff. I mean,
so you asked me about beers. So we are
yes.
known for, but we're next to BJ's.
Okay.
Competition.
Okay.
But we are, all our taps are local.
Okay.
Like 818 Brewing Company.
I love 818. The blonde.
Disorder.
The blonde.
Yeah,
that.
Valley Girl Blonde.
Yes.
I love the way they
yes.
name things too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then we just introduced Golden Road. It's
Who makes
what do we got? It was Golden Road is a beer company,
oh,
and
okay.
it's called Mango Cart. Have you had it?
No.
It's a little fruity. It was inspired by LA fruit vendors.
Really?
Yes.
And it's
cart.
On it's on tap?
It's on tap. At Runway in Hilton Woodland Hills. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm scheduled to be there on, you said Thursday?
Thursday, yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait to show you all this.
So I'm going to be there on Thursday, and I'm going to be taking some pictures, and I'm going to do a little video for them. So that should be great. So hopefully you have some. You'll have the chef prepare some things so I can
yes,
take pictures
of
that.
Of course,
I mean, things that I don't necessarily have to eat, but, you know, just
we
stuff
will,
to take pictures of.
No.
So just so
since
you know that before.
Since you gave me a little challenge on vegan stuff, Russell, I will make sure that everything he makes is vegan. And, Russell, we even have a vegan wedding menu in catering.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Do other hotels have this? Or
no,
you,
I don't
guys...
think so. We have our resident vegan, Babette Shade.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's right up your alley.
Okay.
You should meet her.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
if she's there
so
on Thursday, you should introduce me to her.
Yes.
Who's your GM?
His name is Michael Wilding.
He's new?
Fairly. And okay. I actually enjoy working with him. He's,
yeah.
He's one of those GMs.
Well,
that'd
be kind of awkward if you didn't and I asked you that. That was a joke, Kahari. Okay, you can laugh.
I can laugh, right?
That.
Yes. Well, he, Michael is, he gives you the freedom to do what you do.
Okay.
And he's also, you know, let you experiment new things and bring in new ideas, all that.
That's good.
At the same time, he'll hold you accountable. But,
okay. Well, as
but,
he should.
Yeah.
As he should.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So he's been there how long?
He has been there for probably about 6 months or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I get a chance to meet him as well.
Of
and
course.
Maybe I can have him on the show. And
it'll be
about...
a great idea. It's a wealth of knowledge. He comes from a
is he a Hilton person? Is he a...
Very much a Hilton person.
Oh.
Yes, very much a Hilton person. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He has a. He opens up his shirt and has a big H
that's right.
on his chest.
Okay. Yes, that's Michael.
He's a Hilton man.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
and,
good.
And we were actually featured in Hilton Lobby.
What is that?
Hilton Lobby is where it's just a Hilton website where you're going to get information from. So Hilton worldwide, all the Hiltons get to see the information there. So to be on the front page of that is a big deal. So
was that runway that was on it or the hotel?
Runway got on it.
Oh, okay.
And you know
your
why
baby.
We got on it? We got on it because of our sustainability practices.
Oh, wow. Okay. It goes back to sustainability.
That's right.
Wow. Very good.
Well, Hilton's all about, you know, do you know about the blue energy?
No, why don't you tell me about that?
Okay.
Because I don't
know. How long is the show? Just kidding.
Now you're worried about time. Okay.
No,
you
blue
got some
energy.
Time.
Okay. Well, blue energy is basically, you know, it's about celebrating our stories and living your values, Hilton values.
Okay.
And delivering your promise. That's just the three pillars of blue energy.
Okay. So it's about creating an experience for
you.
So
all these things that we do in runway at the hotel, you know, with employees, all that, at the end, it all ties in together.
Okay.
And there are things that we do for, you know, our community, charity events, you know, that type of things. And then even though in the restaurant, you know, I mean, I could share a million stories with you where we have partnered up with, you know, different businesses. We have adopted a elderly home in Woodland Hills area.
Really?
Yes. And we do San Fernando Valley Mission donations.
Really?
Yes. And we have a permanent donation box in the basement.
That is cool.
And, you know, the employees just, you know, bring stuff in.
You guys have come a long way.
Yes.
That's good. And you're socially conscious and
absolutely. And, you have to be in this day and age.
Well, you're absolutely right. But you know what? The sad thing about it is not a lot of companies. I'm not going to just say throw hotels in there, but a lot of companies don't even do that. So that, I mean, that's good that you guys are doing that. Was that initiative that from Stanford Hotels, or was this something that you guys did individually?
I think we did individually.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. That's very good. Very good. That goes
a
long way. That goes
a
long way in the community.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me something real quick. What's an average day like in food and beverage?
Oh boy, so I don't remember. Joe doesn't get to his hotel till 10 o'clock, but I do get there at 6.
Okay, so your day starts at 6.
My day starts at 6. 5 days a week, sometimes 6. You know how it is. So I get there that early. Not necessarily I have to be there that early, but I like being there for the start of the day.
Okay.
I feel that, you know, you get to stop some of the problems before they become problems when you're there early.
Yep.
I think you said that once.
Wow, you listen. People listen.
Wow.
Exactly. Yes, that's right.
Right? You said that once.
Early. Yes, I did say that.
Yes, so I believe in that too. I think, you know, I mean, these days with social media, you just can't let a guest check out with a bad experience.
Exactly.
Yes.
Wow. Did you guys hear that? People are listening to me. Can you believe that? Wow, I can't. Well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So obviously you like what you do. We're winding down here, and we're here with Cal Hari, who's at the Hilton Woodland Hills. She manages the restaurant Runway, room service, the bar, and what else? Did I mention everything?
We have a
concierge lounge, right?
Concierge lounge, and then we also have a grab and go.
Is that in the same
Market Express?
Is that in the same?
Yes, it's in the lobby.
Is that where the gift shop used to be?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, the gift shop's not there anymore.
No.
So that's the grab and go.
A long way. Yes.
And
it's one of the large ones that you will see. You know, I mean, all hotels have grab and goes, but they're like, you know, just behind the front desk, just a little, you know,
you have like a store. It's like a convenience store.
We have a $20,000 Starbucks machine automated.
You do not.
The machine, only thing that machine doesn't do is talk to you.
Really?
Yes.
So I can go in there and get a chai latte. No, I'm a chai latte kind of guy with soy.
Well, sorry to disappoint.
Can I get that?
No, you can't.
Well, then
but
you
we
guys
have
are wasting $20,000.
Fine, Russell. But if you walk over to Runway, you can get an almond milk latte or a soy latte.
Really?
Yes, anytime.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try it on Thursday, so you better be ready.
I wouldn't disappoint you.
Okay. Well, we're winding down here. Do you have anything to say? Yeah, you know, I can open it up for you now. Now I grilled you. Now you're off the You're off the hot seat. Although you did bring me some goodies here.
Well, I did bring you some granola that's homemade.
So she brought
some. We sell those at Market Express.
You see that?
Yes. But
what is this?
It has the recipe. Yes, it is vegan.
Okay. Okay. All right.
It's made with agave.
It's made with agave. Okay. So I was going to ask, is there any honey in there? Because people try to throw honey in there, and that's not vegan. That's an animal that made that product.
That's right.
And just so people know, I'm a vegan, and it's something I'm trying out for the. I've been a vegan this year. So ever since January 1.
I'm a vegan, but I eat cheese.
Stop. So I'm not against people that eat whatever they eat. I'm not doing this for, it's not a religious thing. Cruel. I don't want animals be treated cruelly, but that's not the reason why I do it. I do it because of my health. I'm just trying to stay healthy. So that's the reason why I do it. But I'm not against anyone that wants to eat a big ribeye, because believe me, back in the day, I did the same thing. So don't think it's for any other reason than that. But I do thank you for that, Kahar. Chef Jack. So Jack is your chef. And he makes this daily? Like instead of cookies, you guys make granola?
No, it's not daily. You can make it every other day.
Okay, well.
Once he makes the batch.
Okay, he makes it, several times a week.
Yeah.
This is very nice. Well, I can take it home and eat it like cereal?
Of course. Yes. You can eat it with milk, or you can just eat it just by itself, just like a snack.
Wow. That's just wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Is that you have anything else to say? You got a couple minutes, but if not, then we can, you can say something. How was it working with me? I mean, let's just throw that out there.
Oh,
we got a couple minutes. How was that working with me?
Okay. I'll tell you one story. So I started working at the Wilshire Plaza, and you were already there. You were the director of sales.
Okay.
And your office was right behind the lobby.
Okay, we don't have much time. Okay, my office is
and I was on the second floor.
Yes.
And one day I was just talking to you, just casually, I just mentioned, there's this guy up in the kitchen. He looks at me weird. He's always staring me down. Just a conversation. Next thing I knew, you got up, you took your jacket, and you didn't even stop with the elevator. You started going up the stairs. I am like a little puppy. I thought you were going to beat him up. So I'm like a little puppy following you. I'm like, violent, Russell, stop. It's nothing. Stop. And you walked up to him and looked him straight in the eye and said, hello, what's your name? I'm Russell. That's all you said. He never looked at me again.
Oh, God. I don't even know if I remember that. But if it took care of the problem, then that's all that matters.
It certainly did.
Yes. See, people from Woodland Hills, we take care of ourselves. We take care of our own, right? So
that's right.
We got to look out for each other. So thank you for sharing that story. And thank you for being on air with Russell Hotels. Thank you so much for everyone that's joining us. Once again, I said this goes to podcast. If you didn't hear the whole broadcast or Facebook video, I'll post that on all my social media platforms, as well as the podcast will be on, like I said, wherever you listen to podcasts. So and next week's show, we're gonna have another great guest. Her name is Jeanette Seha. She's a travel journalist, an award-winning travel journalist. So she's gonna be our next guest. So we have a couple good guests coming up. So make sure you guys, tune in for that. So thank you so much. I appreciate you guys tuning in, and take care. Have a great week, and we will see you soon. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.